It's Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound.
Hey, we're Saddle Geese. We're here on The Hound doing a little show on Fiddling Around. Mr. Jake Reed on the mandolin here is going to play you what originally you wrote.
Around on 96.1 The Hound. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So y'all are some jammers here from Lexington.
And then these three are down from like the Paducah area, Western Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Well, that said, how'd y'all get to be in a band together? How'd y'all meet?
Me and Jake have known each other for probably a little more than a decade now through like skateboarding and just hanging out and stuff, you know, doing bad kid stuff. And then we met these guys probably at Terrapin or just at shows around town. And then Peyton here, actually, we were jamming on the porch one day and said, hey, can I jam with y'all? And that the rest is history. We've just been together ever since.
It comes with the wind.
Oh, yeah.
We started playing probably together like right around 2021, like mid, late pandemic, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of on lockdown playing together.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, kind of shouldn't been hanging around too much, yeah.
But the music just draws you together.
Yeah.
Well, you've got jam in your blood there with Terrapin and skate parks and everything like that. And you've been doing a lot of good stuff around town. And you've been together since 2021, 2022?
Yeah, going on three plus years now. Yeah.
Wow, sir. Well, thanks for coming on the show today. It's Saddle Geese on Fiddling Around. We've got a couple more tunes for you on today's show. Let's keep her going.
All right, Peyton's going to sing you a real old tune here. Thank you.
where she lay on her bed of rest. On her pillow she had thick, the man I love best.
It's Al Geese. I'm fiddling around. You've been doing a lot of cool stuff this year with the Willie Stock Festival that just happened this past May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that? Can you talk about that in memory of Washboard Willie?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was actually the first festival we ever played, and it was cool for it to be, like, created by some guys that we know for, like, a really beautiful reason to, you know, commemorate Willie and kind of immortalize him with music, which I think he loved so much. I never really knew him very well, but anytime I met him, he just seemed like a really, really down to earth dude, and a lot of people really loved him. So I think it was worth it to do that for him.
Yeah, favorite memory from the festival?
From what I can remember,
Aurora Borealis.
Borealis came down there. Yeah,
wow.
It was just like the sky was like it was almost kind of blood red. It was like
yeah, it was cool.
It was really cool.
It's like Willie talking to you through the skies right there.
Yeah.
Wow, and that was up in Indiana, right?
Yeah,
Kentucky, Indiana, right?
Yeah, Marengo, Indiana, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was I talked to the lady who owned the property. Really, really sweet lady. She said it was the first time they'd even put anything on the property. So it was all just like, it was first for us. It was first for everybody. It was really cool.
Wow. That's wonderful. And you've also, you were playing at the Burl back in March with Mama Said.
Yes.
Is that right?
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Love them.
A great group of musicians right there. And you've been playing the Burl a lot in the past couple of years.
Yeah, pretty much like once or twice, pretty much since we started every year. Got in with the guys over there and just kind of, hey, you want us to open up for these guys? We love them. So, you know, just...
Friends helping friends.
Yeah, friends helping friends, yeah.
Yep, we love the Lexington music scene, we really do.
Yeah, friends in places, I like to say.
In regular places.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit. But for now, it's Saddle Geese on Fiddlin' Around. Here's another tune.
Some people say land is a mess. Thank you.
Thanks again for coming on the show today. So y'all have been playing a lot around Lexington, and you've been doing that over the years. And bluegrass in Lexington is a really interesting thing, because we've kind of grown in this city that's, it's becoming more and more urban every day. It's a little scary how much of a little big city it's becoming, but bluegrass is still staying strong, and folk music is staying strong. So how has it been kind of getting your start in this area?
It's really weird, because at one point in time, way back in like the 50s, this was like the mecca for bluegrass. Mm-hmm. Like Earl Scruggs lived here, J.D. Crow's from here. Like all these guys would flock here to play music, and now it's not really like that. There's definitely, you know, there's some vestiges of hope. Mm-hmm. I don't want to toot my horn and say we're one of those, but there's some guys around here that are really great pickers, and it's nice to know those guys and like kind of fall into their scene, because we kind of came around a little later than some of them. So like, you know, just kind of picking up on the coattails of the other guys and just trying to see where we can go with it. But I don't know, Lexington's been nice to us as far as, you know, getting the gigs and stuff. But yeah, as a bluegrass band, you would think there'd be more of it in the bluegrass state, but mm-hmm. you know, especially in Lexington. But it's kind of weird to navigate. It's not like, there's not a fixture for it.
Mm. Yeah, and I talk about this on almost every episode. There's something about Kentucky bluegrass that has morphed so much over the years, but still stays so close to its origins. And like, there's bluegrass up in Canada, there's bluegrass in the Northeast, but it's just, there's something so different about it being down here. And I was wondering if it feels any sort of special way to you, if home is tinged in your music in any way.
I would say all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, it's cool to, I kind of like grew up sort of around it, like always seeing it and just being a kid, and was like, my parents were into it. I was like, meh. But then like growing up and like going to Terrapin and stuff and seeing people my age do it, and like just Kentucky and bluegrass in general, I just like keep on loving it more as I get older. But mm-hmm. it took a while to get to that point, I guess.
Yeah. Terrapin was a really fun, you know, developmental period for a lot of musicians here in Lexington. Yeah. I miss it so much. My mom used to take me all the time when I was a kid, actually, and then she was like, there's a little too much grass going on here. I think I should leave you at home. But
did she mean bluegrass or
maybe a little bit of both? But
lucky grass.
I'm glad we had that here in Lexington, or in the surrounding areas, for at least a little while. And we'll talk about some stuff that you have going up later this year in just a bit. So let's hear another tune.
I want to give a shout out to one of the OGs of bluegrass, Mr. Larry Sparks. This is one of his tunes called Blue Virginia Blues.
Pulled in the station.
listening to Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound, and Saddle Geese is joining me in the studio today. I'm starting to ask this question now to give us a little better picture of what your sound is like for all the listeners out here who don't know y'all. If you had to play a set that was only three songs that described you as a band, what would they be?
Okay, in no particular order, but Flashback Blues by Mr. John Prine.
Mm-hmm.
Songwriting goat. You gotta have one of his songs in there. And then White Freightliner by Townes Van Zandt, which has been covered by numerous amounts of bluegrass bands. It's a standard.
Definitely. He's basically bluegrass himself now.
Yeah. What would be another one?
Cruisin' Timber.
And then Cruisin' Timber, which is an instrumental by Larry Sparks. And then let's say we do great, we get an encore.
Yeah.
Right. What would we encore with?
It's the Rider. The
Rider, yeah. Rider by the Dead, which is, well, it's not by the Dead. It's a traditional tune, but that's kind of what everybody draws from is their version of it. But also, who does that one crazy version of it? Seldom Seen's version
is just
phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess with an honorable mention, those would be the three, and then maybe an encore.
Wow, arrogant that you're adding yourself an encore.
Hey, I said if we did good.
I'd see that set. I really would. Well, that's Saddle Geese for you here on Fiddling Around. Let's talk about what's coming next for you. I know you don't have any songs released on streaming platforms right now, but is there anything in the works?
Yeah, we've been doing some work. Dan here has a studio set up at his place. We've been working on recording some originals here and there. Nothing set in stone yet. You know, like most local bands, you know, we're figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
But so hopefully we'll get some stuff out sooner than later.
Yeah,
it's only been 3 years running, you know. But other show wise, we're playing a couple like private events, some weddings coming up. I guess I could say we've been a little lazy about getting stuff booked, but
it's about summer.
Yeah, we've been having fun.
Yeah, I've just been going to the creek, just drinking beers, having fun.
That's research. It's research.
Yeah. I'm building my lore so the songs have more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're hoping to get some shows started probably in the fall, maybe do a little winter run. We want to go up to Cincinnati and play with some folks we've met from up there.
I would say this winter we're going to try to get better about booking further out to where looking for stuff for next summer. So
oh, yeah.
If anybody sees this and wants to book us at a festival or something next summer,
book them. Get them booked. It's Saddle Geese. Thanks for coming on the show today. We've got two more tunes for you here on 96.1 FM The Hound. Let's go.
Here's another one of Jake's originals called Maybe Find the Flame.
Thank you.
All right, so yeah, once again, we're Saddle Geese. We're happy to be here on Fiddling Around on the Hound FM. Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, just at Saddle Geese. Come to see us soon. All the shows will be posted on there. And then this next song is an original of mine that I wrote after coming back from the great state of Carolina. North Carolina, that is.